This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
One, two, three. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Want to get well live? This is Dr. Asa On Call, the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm your health and lifestyle coach, Dr. Asa Andrew, and this is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to aching, basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. The phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or send me an email. We'll kick it off and go with Steve. Hi, Steve. Welcome to the show, my friend.
How you doing?
Living well, man. What's up?
I'm doing all right. I called last night about a issue with my fingers. But sometimes my fingers, they go numb from like the end of my finger to the middle digit joint. And sometimes it's only one hand. And sometimes it's just the left hand, you know, either the right or the left.
Okay.
It's really strange, like the syndrome where your fingers just go numb, you know? So I was wondering if it's like a heart issue.
Well, now, okay, first of all, when did it begin? Let's talk about that.
About 2 or 3 years ago.
And did you have any kind of accident or anything that would... Were you, like, a car accident?
I snowballed outside, and it was really freezing cold. My hands got really cold, you know? And ever since then, you know, and my mother always tells me, well, you got bad circulation.
No, is it more numbness and tingling? Is that what it is?
Well, no, they actually turn white. Like, one of my hands will be pink and healthy looking, and the other thing is, on the other hand, will actually go white, and they look like they're numb and white with no blood in the fingers.
Have you been to a doctor at all?
Cold as ice.
Okay. Now, have you had any blood work done recently?
No. No, I haven't.
Okay. Well, the first thing I'd recommend you do, Steve, is you want to actually go to your physician and get some blood work done. And there's a couple things that, you definitely want to do that. Because there's a couple things they're going to be, that I would have them look for. Have them check for any kind of autoimmune condition. Okay, there's an autoimmune condition called Raynaud's. And sometimes those are symptoms that are very similar to that. I'm not saying you have it, I'm just saying they're very similar. And it could be another issue. It could be nerve related, because there's three aspects of the body that we always look at. There's the mental side, the chemical side, and the structural side. Structural being the bones, muscles, and nerves, that kind of thing. So you want to make sure that you look at both of those, or all three sides, no matter what you're looking at, as far as no matter what aspect of the body you're looking at. So mental, chemical, structural, bones, muscles, nerves is what we're looking at here. And you want to make sure that when they do the blood work, they're checking for autoimmune. They can check for Raynaud's. They can check for also... get with a osteopathic physician that's a DO, and have them do a complete check and see if the nerves in the base of your neck are actually being impinged, irritated, or inflamed, or restricted in any way. Because the nerves that start at the base of your neck, they come down the shoulder, down the arm, all the way into the fingers. And so the restriction typically wouldn't happen at the wrist or anything like that going into your hand. It would actually happen in the base of your neck. So that's where the actual origination of that nerve root is. And it'd be good to have that checked out and see if it's neurological or if it has some autoimmune components to it or if it's blood-related. But see, if you get the test done, it's one of the best things you can do. I'm a huge fan of diagnostic tests. They give us incredible information and can help rule things in and rule things out. And for doctors worldwide, I mean, it's standard of care. Blood work is the gold standard, and I'm a big fan. So please get that done. And if you want, you can bounce it back off of me here on the show, and We can go from there and need a second opinion. Be glad to talk to you about that, but I would get that done first and foremost and get an evaluation done of your neck region and all the different nerves by an osteopathic physician. That's a DO. Thanks for the call, Steve. Questions about your health? 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to Dr. Asa On Call. Whether you're absolutely thriving tonight or challenged in a hospital bed, we're here to help you. Here to help you take where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. You know, the body regenerates every single day. That's the amazing thing. If the body can get sick, it can also get well. Make sure to go to twitter.com/Dr_Asa. You can send me tweets during the show. Be glad to answer them. Or you can just follow me on Twitter as we send out things during the day to empower your health and your life. Let's go to Linda. Hi, Linda. Welcome to the show. How can I help?
Hi. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Of course.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
I have had congestive heart failure, and I'm, you know, recovering, you know, well from it. But one of the medications that I'm taking is Lasix.
Mm-hmm.
What happens is, because Lasix makes you urinate frequently.
Yes.
I'm having problems sometimes with cramping at night, leg cramps, and mm-hmm. because I think that the Lasix is removing so many liquids from my body that I am getting leg cramps, even though I'm eating a banana and trying to keep the potassium levels. Leg cramping at night, and I was wondering if you could recommend anything in a dietary supplement or changes in diet that might cut down on this cramping.
Yeah, the cramping is definitely a side effect of your standard diuretics, and you just think when you're removing the fluid, it's great that you thought that. Common sense. If you're pulling fluids from the body, you're also going to be pulling minerals and electrolytes out, and it does. They do that, unfortunately. But you can replace them and put them back in and almost create a counter effect of that. And there's some great things you can do more on the natural side that can help play the same role. Because
okay.
even if, because of the congestive heart failure, a lot of times it's very hard not to take a diuretic, you can at least possibly lower your dosage. And we've seen that clinically. And then you have some more natural things working in your body so you don't have to take as much. See, that would be
great.
That would be a success. Yeah, I mean, anything that we can do to get your body functioning better would be a success. So a couple of things. Minerals, potassium iodide is the one you would want to use. Now, there's different potassiums, but you want to use potassium iodide and don't use more than 99 milligrams a day. That's one. Magnesium iodide as well, then taking in salt. It's a little bit different. Let me tell you how. You don't want to take in a ton of it. You want to do about 2 ounces of it a day. It's just enough to replace electrolytes of what the diuretic's taking out.
Okay.
So, again, we're not taking a ton of sodium in. You follow me? You're just taking enough in to do an electrolyte replacement, and that's it. We're not taking in 2,000 milligrams of sodium a day. Now, you're right to be on and be off of salt, but you want to do just enough to help with that. It'll also help support your adrenal glands, which are your body's stress glands. So
okay.
all that is just a slight electrolyte replacement. We're not talking about a lot. Okay, so
okay.
just a little 2 ounces heated up of the chicken broth, beef broth, or natural celery juice. All that is very good, and it'll help really support your body and get it where it needs to. But that's great that you've made it through that, and you're doing well. It's exciting because congestive heart failure is a challenge within itself. But the good news is there's a lot of great new research and a lot of great new things that are coming with that. So just stay abreast of that and do everything you can to support your heart. I would also include CoQ10 on your regimen, about 100 to 200 milligrams of that a day, and follow the anti-inflammatory diet that's in my book, Empowering Your Health. It will remove inflammation from the body, and that can actually further help the process that you're dealing with congestive heart failure. Great to talk with you. This is Dr. Asa On Call, 888-283-7272.
haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency on more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis.
analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
To find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open this hour, 888-283-7272. To get a new prescription for your life, just call 888-283-7272. You're listening on call. Let's go to Bob from Los Angeles, California. He writes, Dr. Aitzen, my mother just had her gallbladder removed. How can I keep this from happening to me? Well, getting your gallbladder removed is something you definitely don't want to do if you don't have to. And I always say, unless it comes down to the wire and it is life-threatening, don't get anything taken out of your body that doesn't need to be removed. So for you, a couple of things you want to do. With gallbladder, you obviously want to make sure what the gallbladder does. Let's talk about what it does first. What it does is it helps secrete bile, and bile is a substance that goes into the body and into the digestive tract, and it helps emulsify fat. So it helps break down the fat, digest it, process it so it can be digested. And so your omega-3 fatty acids, all the things that fats are utilized in the body for, skin, hair, nails, hormone functions, everything. You're dealing with cholesterol production. When you're dealing with fats, not breaking them down is a big deal. And so when you remove the gallbladder, we still secrete the bile from the liver, but it's not as concentrated and it's not as directed and it's not as good. So the bile salts and that sort of thing tend to break down. So there's a couple things you want to do. First of all, you want to make sure that you support your gallbladder by taking L-tyrosine and glycine. Both of those are amino acids, and they are the two that form the bile salts in the body. The more bile salts you can form, the easier it is on the gallbladder to be able to break down fats and help utilize them. So if you get under a lot of stress, then glycine and taurine, the amino acids, get kind of chewed up in the body. They don't work as well. They're not as readily available. So, again, stress plays a big role in the body, and we're seeing it just in this case when you're dealing with the gallbladder. There's a neurotransmitter, too, called acetylcholine. You're going to hear me talk about that a lot here on the show. But acetylcholine is the number one neurotransmitter that our body uses on a regular basis. Our brain chemistry, it's extremely important. When acetylcholine levels go down, gallbladder function goes down. It's directly correlated. So you want to keep your acetylcholine levels up, meat, fish, eggs. Those are all incredible for raising acetylcholine levels. And phosphatidylcholine, 2,000 milligrams before you go to bed, helps you go into a deep REM sleep, but it also raises your own acetylcholine levels and helps brain chemistry, but it also helps the gallbladder. So a couple things you can do, many things, to not have to get it taken out. You can also do about every 3 months, you can do a gallbladder liver flush. Very simple. It's in my book, Empowering Your Health, easy to do. You want to juice organic apples to do this. And you can either blend them, juice them, however you want to do it. But you drink the apple juice mixed with water, half and half. You do that for 3 days, no food. And you can drink it every 15, 20 minutes, whatever you want to do. And then 3 hours before bed on the evening of the third day, you drink 4 ounces of extra virgin olive oil mixed with 4 ounces of freshly squeezed lemon juice. Let me tell you, it does not taste good, but it works. You can wake up the next morning, you'll have a bowel movement. A lot of things come out, sludge and stones that'll come out from your gallbladder, and it's a great little thing to do on a semi-regular basis to keep your gallbladder cleaned out, flushed out. It's like using liquid Drano to keep everything clean in the gallbladder area. And remember, the gallbladder is very important for dealing with fats, and fats are so important for so many processes of the body. Keep that gallbladder at all cost. Questions about your health, 888-283-7272. You're listening to Dr. Asa on call. Let's go to Rob. Hi, Rob. Welcome to the show, my friend. How can I help?
Hi, Dr. Asa. Thank you for having me on. You offer a valuable service. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, buddy. What's up?
Okay. I've got degrees in kinesiology and education. I've played professional soccer all my life. I started truck driving last year, and until last year, I could eat and drink anything I wanted and never really had to worry about my weight. But now I'm up to 220 and I'm 6'2", 242 and I'm used to being between 170 and 190 as a soccer player. So I'm wondering what I can do to try and keep my weight down when I'm in this truck.
All right. How many hours a day are you driving? Is it 8 hour treks, 9, 10? How does that work for you?
11 to 14.
Okay. So you're going, how many days in a row will you take these trips?
5 to 6.
All right. Are you getting out and exercising every so often, or do you just go straight through and you're not exercising at all?
I do get out at the end of my day and generally go for one to two mile walk just to stretch out.
All right. Here's what I recommend for the guys and gals that are driving trucks when I talk to them. It's very good, even if you can pull over about every, and I know it's important because you're on a time schedule, but if you could go about every 4 hours and take a 15-minute walk somewhere,
yep,
then that would be really good to do. That right there, and I mean a fast-paced walk where you're almost breaking a good sweat.
Sure.
That's important. Keeping the fluids up is going to be important, and
yep,
but the constant exercise is going to be the biggest thing. That's the number one thing. And if you could carry some TheraBands, things with you in the truck that you could actually do outside of your truck, I would hands down start doing that. Because the sitting, they're even showing now, there's an article that came out and talking about sitting. So when you're at a desk job or you're driving in a truck or you have a driving job, whatever, the body doesn't handle sitting very well. And certain processes start happening to the nervous system and also the digestive system, that they're finding that there's more toxin release when you sit for long periods of time. And so it's really important to get up and get moving at certain intervals when you're doing these long treks. It really is. So not just keep your weight down, but for your overall health. So I always tell guys and gals just to come up with a pattern that works for you, and maybe the destination wherever you're going, you just let them know. If it's normally a 12-hour trek, you just say, look, it's going to take me 14 hours. And if they get mad about it, you just tell them. You say, look, my health's important. And for my longevity or longevity in doing this, then I have to make sure that it takes a little bit longer. And then, of course, your nutrition is going to be the biggest thing. So I would copy my book, get the anti-inflammatory diet. I would just keep it in your truck because it's got all the food list in there. So when you're at a truck stop or you're at a restaurant, you can go in and order the right kind of foods and keep your nutrition up. Pack your foods as much as you can and drink tons of water. Even if you got to pull over every 2 hours to pee, you're getting those toxins out of the body from sitting for long periods of time. All that's important. So it's about lifestyle. Get my book and read it. If you got any more questions, let me know. Thanks for the call. Questions about your health? 888-283-7272. You're listening to Dr. Asa on call.
Have you been injured? Had an automobile accident? Did you suffer a slip and fall or get injured at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why Accident Center USA can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that can help you get the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At Accident Center USA, we have doctors that you can trust that get you the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call Accident Center USA today at 888-872-8885. That's 888-872-8885, or visit accidentcenterusa.com. That's accidentcenterusa.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, or had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that will help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Call 888-872-8885 or go to accidentcenterusa.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
To find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Phone lines are open this hour as we talk about your health and talk about your life. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. I'm Health and Lifestyle Coach. You're listening to On Call, the show that's diagnosing hope one caller at a time. Let's go to Cindy. Hi, Cindy. Welcome to the show. How can I help?
Hi, Dr. Lisa. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, I'm 45
years old. Thank you. And 4.5 years ago, I was diagnosed with cervical dysplasia. I was estrogen dominant. I went to a nutritionist. I changed my eating habits. I lost 40 pounds. I felt really good. I passed my PAP. And now I have, like, no estrogen. It's like my periods are very light, and I'm starting with hot flashes, and all my weight has come back, and I eat real healthy. I feel like I'm starving. I eat so little. I eat, like, salmon and chicken, nuts and raisins, oatmeal, eggs. I don't take any milk or anything sugary. I do have fruits and vegetables, but I just feel like my body is starving, and I have no estrogen. I'm starting to get depressed where I'm sad for no reason, or I start to cry. I just feel really like I need to do something to to help myself, and I was wondering if you could help me.
Well, you know, when you say your estrogen is low, is that you feel like your estrogen is low, or the blood work says your estrogen is low?
Well, 4 years ago I had my blood work, and they tell me everything was normal. I haven't had anything done since, but it's just that my periods have almost diminished. And I've started with hot flashes, and I just feel like I am, like my estrogen is low.
You just don't, things just don't feel like they used to, right?
No, and I'm very dry, and I'm very irritable.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Well, there's some easy ways to handle that. If you're irritable, do you have mood swings by chance?
Yeah.
You are? Okay. And do you feel depressed, like highs and lows, and you just feel kind of down and out, the blues, kind of overall blues feeling?
Right, like I want to just stay in bed. And some days I do. I just stay on the couch and just with the covers over my head, basically. I'm just real sad.
Now, have you been taking any medications, such as antidepressants? Have you tried any of that?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right, well, because there's a couple of neurotransmitters that are affecting the way you're feeling. And I want to talk to you about those first, because the body, you always have to step back and look at it as a whole. So mental, chemical, and structural, you have to look at everything. So when you're looking at the brain chemistry, let's talk about serotonin for a minute. Serotonin is what helps your body stay more, I would say more up, where you feel good, you're happier, and there's some things that you can do to keep that balanced out, keep your sleep patterns really good. One of those is called pyridoxal 5-phosphate. It's called P5P or vitamin B6. And you want to use that certain version. P5P is really good. Niacinamide is really good too. It's a version, it's called an activated vitamin, but it's a version of vitamin B3 and St. John's wort. All of those three are very good at keeping your serotonin levels up, and you want to eat certain foods too. Because when you're dealing with brain chemistry, you want to maintain certain food levels. And this can help out estrogen too, but mushrooms, fish, chicken, spinach, red meat, and turkey. So all those foods will help when you're dealing with serotonin. The other one is dopamine. Now dopamine helps with those with the mood swings where you kind of feel like you're just up and down and you don't feel even keeled and that kind of thing. So the lows and what they can help with, meat, fish, and eggs are still good, and that's going to help with serotonin, but also cheese and chocolate. And the dark chocolate helps a lot with dopamine. Not that that's a bad thing. That's probably a good thing. You probably love chocolate. But it's, you want to do that. It's the bitter kind. So it's the one that's about 80%, but not more the milk chocolate kind, but the dark chocolate. And then you want to also look at tyrosine and N-acetylcysteine. Both of those, L-tyrosine and N-acetylcysteine, both are very good at keeping dopamine levels up, and that'll keep your brain chemistry balanced. So as far as you feeling good and feeling right, that all comes down to our brain chemistry.
Now, it's been 4 years.
Yeah, it's time to go. Time to go to the doctor. Seriously. You want to get all your hormones checked. Get all three estrogens. They'll check estradiol, estriol, and estrone. They'll check all three. Have them check your progesterone and your testosterone. I would also have them do a full panel on your thyroid and make sure it's doing okay. Because there's a lot of factors that really can play a big role in the way that you feel. So those are just a couple things. The thyroid number is really important. And I would also have them actually check your growth hormone levels. It's called GH.
Okay.
And when they check that, it has to do with the pituitary gland. And the pituitary gland is the master gland. It controls all the hormone systems in the body, including estrogen and how it's manufactured. So in the body, the other thing too is, how's your diet overall? Do you eat well? Do you pursue health? Do you just kind of eat what you want to, or tell me a little bit about that.
Well, I eat really good, to be honest with you. I like today had two eggs with red peppers and tomato for breakfast. I had half a banana. I had, for lunch, I had some grapes and a chicken leg. And for dinner, I had two chicken legs and an avocado. So I eat really good. I eat really
Yeah, you
healthy.
Are doing well. You want to increase your carbohydrates a little bit more and keep the ones that you're doing, the fruits and vegetables. It's really good that you're doing that. But just increase your carbohydrates a tad bit more. You could be a little bit low on sugar. And when you get that way, it can affect brain chemistry as well, and it also affects hormones. The fats you're doing are really good. but you want to add in about 2 tablespoons of cod liver oil each day. Don't do the gel caps. You want to do the actual oil itself. So 2 tablespoons a day. That'll help with your overall body chemistry, and it'll help with your hormone levels. But more than anything, please go get that blood work done. I think that's going to be one of the best things you can do. Remember, it's a gold standard in medicine and healthcare, and it really does show us a lot. You want to do it every 6 months. After the age of about, well, after the age of about 25 or 30, it's good to have it every 6 months. Here's why. If you're in your 40s or 50s, you want to stay away. You want to definitely be avoiding something that could be coming down the pipeline. But if you're in your early 30s, you can start staying away. If you start seeing your body slip in certain areas, whether it's cholesterol or anemia or certain vitamin deficiencies or organ systems that are starting to go down a little bit, you can actually build those back up and stay ahead of the game rather than just letting things slide till something really does happen. So that's why it's good. Blood work is just a great general screening to do on a regular basis to really stay ahead of things and see where the body's going. So those are a couple things to do. Get those done. And if you want, you can call me back here on the show and we can go through the numbers, or you can just send me an email at drasa.com. Okay. But you can get well. You'll get things back. We've just got to figure out exactly what it is, but make sure to get with your doctor and get that blood work done. Okay. Thanks, Cindy. Let's go to Joanna. Hi, Joanna. Welcome to the show.
How
can I help? Living well.
Well, I'm fine. How you doing?
I'm well, Joanna. How can I help?
Okay, my problem is that at nighttime, I can't sleep, okay? It's like that, say for instance, I go to bed at 8, and after I do that and stuff, I get and things, maybe get my 8 hours, I am like in a deep concentration. I can actually still hear things around me, I can tell you just about what's going on to him, people walking. It's like that my mind is still going, but my body is still. And I don't understand. And I've been like this ever since I turned 60 years old. Okay, I'm 63 now, going on 64.
Okay. So you're having a hard time. You go to sleep fine, but you don't stay asleep. Is that right?
That I'm asleep. But really, it seems like I'm woke. That's what I don't understand.
It seems like you're what now?
I'm woke. You know, it's not like I'm really sleeping.
So you feel like you don't ever feel like you get to sleep. You're kind of in that in-between state where you feel like you're half in and half out.
There you go. Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
You're kind of in that, okay, I understand. Well,
yes.
Now, do you stay that way all through the night, or do you finally
all
get to sleep?
The night. And then when I get up in the, like when I'm getting up, it's like that I'm very alert when I get up in the mornings. It's like that my sleep is still like they have it like I've been asleep, but still yet, it's like that I'm woke. And
yeah,
I mean, it's hard to explain.
No. Maybe I understand what it is. I just want to see exactly where you were headed with everything. The neurotransmitter that you're having a hard time with is called acetylcholine, and that's what's keeping you from not getting into that deep sleep. And there's a couple of things you can do to get that back up where it needs to be. You want to do phosphatidylcholine, which is lecithin. Do about 2,000 milligrams of that before you go to bed. But you also want to remove cow's milk, dairy, and wheat products from your diet because it stirs up a lot of inflammation in the digestive tract. And by doing that, then your body really can't process and absorb your nutrients as well as it should. And that lowers acetylcholine levels. There's some foods that you definitely want to include in your diet, and they're foods that contain proteins, but also high-quality fats. And that would be eggs, beef, nuts, cheese, and yogurt. Those are all very good. Then there's a couple of supplements that are very helpful. Galantamine, huperzine, which is also called club moss, and then vitamin B5, which is pantothenic acid. All of those are very good at raising your acetylcholine levels. You'd want to take those in the morning and in the mid-afternoon. You don't want to take them close to bedtime, and I would stay up a little bit longer. When you go to sleep, I would stay up at least till about, since you're having this time of drifting in and out, that will help get your body where it needs to be and get your body going into the deep sleep that really it needs to be going into for you to live the life you're designed to. Sleep is so important for our overall health. And remember, every minute of sleep we get before midnight is worth 4 minutes after. So getting into that deep REM stage of sleep, that's the, you know, you're in REM sleep when you're dreaming. If you can remember your dreams in some capacity, you slept very hard the night before. So acetylcholine is the neurotransmitter that will get you there. Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency on more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com liquid minerals make that easy. The same size that a plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com liquid minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.
With On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Phone lines are open this hour as we talk about your health. Talk about your life. It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Call 888-283-72. Let's go to Edna. Hi, Edna. Welcome to the show, darling. How can I help?
Hi. How are you?
I'm living well. What's up, Edna?
Well, I don't know how to ask this, but I was told that a nasal infection can cause like an infection in your eyelids and can impair your vision. And I need to know how true this is.
Oh, that is true. Is that happening with you right now?
Yeah, I have a nasal infection and my vision is it's going in and out. One second I can see the small letters, I can read them, but when I look out, I can see things of the lining, the bigger letters, you know, in front of me, and it's the same with the pictures as well and everything else. But when I look out through my glasses, I can see everything's clear, but it's just the letterings and the pictures, you know, and the lining, you know, of everything that I'm looking at. And I've been
Have you been to a doctor? And have you been to a doctor to talk to him about this?
You know, I have been wanting to talk to my doctor about this, but it just seems like I can never, you know, hardly get anything through with him. I'm going to keep up on it, but I know that. You know, I'm sorry, I'm stuttering.
Well, and I think what you need to do, really, is a couple things. With a nasal infection that's impairing your vision, I think one of the things you need to do is go see your doctor and sit down with them, let them run some tests and see what's going on. And if you haven't taken anything because they got to figure out if it's viral or bacterial. And probably is more bacterial than anything, and it would be good. You can use ionic silver, and you can use astragalus, and they're very good antivirals and antibacterials. But this may be something, if it's starting to impair your vision, that you might need to get on a pretty strong antibiotic fairly quickly, because if the infection is going after your vision, that's not something you want to do and just kind of wait it out for 14 days. That's something you need to tackle right now. I mean, I would go see your doctor first thing in the morning. I'd be sitting at their front door waiting to get in because you need to get some testing done. You need some blood work done. There's some things that need to take place. Please don't wait another day for that. It's one of the smartest things you can do. This is not one of those things that we just need to sit and chat about and hear some things that you can take to get better. This is something that you need to take some action because if that infection is spreading and getting active, which it sounds like it is, then there's some immediate steps that need to be taken. So please go see your doctor on that, okay? Thanks, Edna. Questions about your health, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Quote for the day from Max Dupree. It says, "We cannot become what we want to be by remaining the way we are." Very true. You plan on doing something new in your life, you can't keep doing the same things over and over again and expect to either do something different or be something different. You have to make those radical changes in your life to get the radical results that you're looking for. And that's the great thing about our lives, and the great thing about our health is we can make brand new lifestyle choices every single day and do something new with our life. So the air that we breathe, water that we drink, exercise that we get, foods that we eat, rest that we get, all of those lifestyle factors, lifestyle choices, no matter what we've done for the last 10 years to put our body in the health state that it is right now, we can make a radical transition today, make a decision that we want to get well, that we want to live better, do better, and be better. And then our body a year from now, we're going to have a brand new health and brand new body. That's the amazing thing. So regardless of how much genetics play a role, which is about 10 or about 15% of the overall equation, we have a lot of control on what we do with our life. So we don't have to stay in the same place that we are. There's really a lot that we can do to encourage our life and our health and make major changes, but we have to be willing to do that. We can't be in a mindset where we just want to stay where we are. Tonight, if you want to talk about not just your health, but maybe someone else that you know that's struggling with something they're going through. Maybe they've been given a poor diagnosis. Maybe it's been diabetes or heart disease or arthritis or hormone issues, or maybe they've been told they have cancer and it's not looking good. Maybe it's stage three and they've been given a short timeline. Well, let's talk about that. Let's come up with some ways to encourage them. There's nothing better than being someone's health advocate or their cheerleader when you're going through these kind of things. Let's go to Bill. Hi, Bill. Welcome to the show, my friend. How can I help?
Hi, doctor. How are you?
Living well. What's up, Bill?
I'm struggling with some weight loss. I'll just give you a quick history. I'm 57 years old, and I weigh about 265 pounds. I'm 6'4", and I'm a big-boned fellow, former athlete.
Okay.
And I'm not obese. I really need to get about 20 pounds off around my middle.
All right. Around the midsection, you want to drop about 20 pounds off. I will get started with the anti-inflammatory diet in my book. Get your blood work done and make sure your testosterone levels and your estrogen levels. Estrogen needs to be on the lower side. Testosterone needs to be on the higher side. You want to take phosphatidylcholine before bed and phosphatidylserine during the day. That helps block cortisol levels, which helps reduce that belly fat. Exercise 4 to 5 days a week and just follow that workouts that are based in my book, and that'll carry you. 20 pounds should come off in about 30 to 40 days. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producers in the booth. I'm Dr. Asa, your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to where we're diagnosing hope one caller at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Have you been injured, had an automobile accident? Did you suffer a slip and fall or get injured at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why Accident Center USA can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that can help you get the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At Accident Center USA, we have doctors that you can trust that get you the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call Accident Center USA today at 888-872-8885. That's 888-872-8885, or visit accidentcenterusa.com. That's accidentcenterusa.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, or had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that will help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Call 888-872-8885 or go to accidentcenterusa.com.